in some comics, like Tundra, it shows bears like they just go up to a campsite and eat the person.
I have not heard any show that says bears are good in any way.
Part of Steve Murley's job is to change these sorts of perceptions. He tells the campers more people are attacked by dogs than bears. He also says a bear has never been documented harming a person that's in a group of five or more.
So we're already in a good spot. If a bear passes by, we're already in a group. And a bear's not going to go, that one looks tasty. It's not going to do that to us. It's just going to go, whoa, there's a lot of humans. I'm out of here.
But he also reminds them,
there's lots of bears that live around here. So every time you're outside of a building, a school, your house, you're in bear country.
Murley moved to Juneau in 1981. He's been an educator for Discovery Southeast for 25 years. During the school year, he brings elementary students outside into nature. He teaches them how to identify landforms, animal tracks, and creatures that live in the water. In the summer, he joins the campers on hikes and talks about bears. He's excited to take them beyond the beaten Auk Lake Trail. Murley picks a spot and heads right up a steep hill.
When we go off trail, it always kind of wakes up something inside me. Like I become more focused because I don't know what's on the other side of the hill.
The campers follow, walking through a thick growth of ferns and moss and lots of
devil's claw.
You're just going to dance with the devil's claw.
Dancing with devil's claw.
Murley gathers the campers in one spot and points to an imaginary bear about 100 yards away.
So I'm coming up the hill and I look up and there's a bear over there. And the first thing you're going to do, I'm going to do, is I'm just going to stop.
The next step is to assess the situation.
Does that bear know I'm here? And by and large, if it's that close, that bear probably knows I'm here. So I'm going to have a conversation with it.
Murley doesn't suggest raising your voice and looking big and scary, but to simply talk with the bear.
Oh, yeah, I was just coming up this hill, bear, and I was just like, I know I'm in your living room, and I'm just going to check out going back down the way I came because this is your place.
Murley tells the campers to keep talking like this as you slowly back away. The bear could stay where it is or move away itself. 12-year-old Landon Jung learned a different way to deal with bears from his grandfather.
To scare away the bear by acting big and making the bear not want to go around you or mess with you.
After taking turns role-playing bear and hiker, practicing Murley's method, both Landon and 12-year-old Brooke Sanford prefer it.
I think it was a good way because you were avoiding the bear, you weren't going towards it or scaring it away.
Brooke has seen bears before. She's mostly not afraid, but admits there are times she might be.
I don't think I would be afraid of bears in a group, but like alone, if you're just walking through the woods alone, might be a little bit scary.
Landon offers this advice.
Bears are more afraid of you than you are of them.
Murley says having a conversation with a bear allows it to know where you are.
The average encounter with a bear is one of proximity and orientation. So all I'm doing is allowing the bear to orient to me. And if I'm all feisty over there, right, the bear may orient to me more aggressively. And I've never tested that.
Murley spends a lot of his time outdoors, often exploring Juneau's mountains, cutting down firewood, or hunting for food. Like other adventurous Alaskans, he can't even count the times he's encountered bears.
So many.
In all that time, he's only had one encounter that didn't go so well. Luckily, he was near a house and could just run inside. Murley's goal in educating students is to make them feel safe and comfortable in nature. This, he says, will allow them to explore the outdoors and at the same time, themselves.
It's really not about wildness out there. It's about this wildness inside, not that savage connotation, right? But this wild being that's just like a bear, it's really capable of this graceful capacity for self-care. I'm hungry, I eat. I need to protect myself, I do it. I'm tired, I sleep. This sounds ludicrous to the construct in which most of us are moving in the modern world.
Murley says there are 1,000 stories out there turning bears into scary creatures, but most of them aren't true. Those stories, he says, are just about our own fear. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.